Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of B-Side Ourselves. I'm Danny.
Wow. Yeah,
I
you
love
are.
The energy, sir.
Holy.
Divorce energy going on.
See, yeah. I didn't know if we were going to mention that, but I love it.
Like, BD.
Bringing real life into the pod.
Dan's got some BDE going on here. Big divorce energy.
Yeah.
There you go. I'm Shakuna, not divorced. Hi, everyone. How you doing?
My name is Benny, also not divorced.
There you go. But. Look at that. Look at that. Just a couple of non-divorced and one divorced person hanging out on a podcast. Yeah. So
it is in your 40s.
It was definitely.
So,
definitely
I
on the bingo card,
huh? See us, but I think they might appreciate that we all came into this chat bubble room all wearing yellow, which was mind blowing. I'm still shocked.
I never wear anything other than black, so it blows Benny's mind.
Well, hang on a second. Don't we all wear yellow on International Women's Month? Because I feel like that's the appropriate color to wear. That
is it? Don't even say it. Is that actually a
thing? No, it's not a thing. It's
oh
not
God.
A thing.
You would have just blow my mind to a second level.
Transition to what this podcast episode is about. It is the end of Women's History Month.
It is.
And even though it's over, people should still respect and treat women amazing all year long.
Hell yeah. And as such, because we are lazy and forgot to do this this year, I thought at the very last minute, I was like, hey, we should put together a playlist of just really, really awesome female singer-songwriters and or musicians and, maybe turn on our audience to some new female artists they may not have heard before, or some old classics that maybe they've just forgotten, like, oh yeah, I remember that song, and, help celebrate the month that is women with some awesome music written by women. I figured like that was a good idea for a topic. So
women,
yay.
Listen, they're smarter than us. They're better than us. They're stronger than us. But because of religion, men ruin the world.
I mean, not wrong.
No,
not wrong. Not wrong.
If it wasn't for religion,
because
women would
religion.
Rule the world.
Sure. Sure.
That's we'll go. My controversial take. Whatever.
I mean, my wife rules my world, so
heyo.
I do think someday they will win. They will take over, and the world will be a better place.
I mean, my wife did win. She got me.
Hey.
The dumbest thing you could have said.
I mean, she's over here. She's fine.
Oh, I'm sure she's very happy with that.
She's packing her bags right now.
That's right. So I figured we pick out five artists or songs that we really enjoy by female artists, and we'll play a little bit of snippets from each of them, and maybe you guys can build your own little International Women's Month playlist for yourself. That is kind of the thought process that I had, and I say we get into it. How about what say you, gentlemen?
Let's get into it.
Yeah, let's do it. Considering Dan is the one that's been on the podcast the longest, I say, how about he goes first with his...
Let's do it!
So enthusiastic, Dan. I love it. Go ahead with your first pick.
So I chose a band that everyone's heard of, but they haven't heard of. The band is called Divinyls. The lead singer is Chrissy Amphlett. She's amazing. They put out a bunch of great albums. It was a five-piece band. It's whittled down a bunch of times and changed. But everyone knows them for the hit song, I Touch Myself.
Oh, that's the song that we know them for. Okay, I'm like, I know I've heard this band before. I just didn't.
But they put out a lot of like punk/rock songs that are just really good, and I chose one called Boys in Town.
Cool, let's give it a listen.
So yeah, the band put out like, it looks like three or four albums before the 90s, and then in the 90s they dropped the one album just called Divinyls that had I Touch Myself, and they blew up. But this is the kind of music they were putting out all through the 80s.
So wait, was
I love that.
Did this
song.
Album come out prior to I Touch Myself, or?
Yeah, this came out in 1983.
Okay, wow. Okay.
Because I got very, like, I could probably hear that on like Vice City, like, and I got very, very like Vice City vibes from that.
Oh, yeah,
so
it's very like 80s new wave punk. Like, it's not like...
Oh, yeah, without question. Yeah, it's definitely got, like, some Blondie roots there with, like, a little bit of, like, early, like, just almost like a little bit of, like, I mean, definitely early punk for sure with maybe, like, a little bit of, like, I dare say ska influence to a certain extent, too, as well. I feel like that could also be kind of incorporated as well. But, yeah, it's amazing. I love it. It's good stuff.
So it's interesting, though, their story is they put out the three albums that I think are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then 1991, they put out the self-titled Divinyls album, The Head I Touch Myself. And that was their last album. So they got big, and then they were done.
Damn. I mean, well, better to go out in a blaze of glory than or go out on a high note than as opposed to, like, fading to obscurity, am I right?
I wonder if, like, the fame got to them. I haven't watched any documentaries or anything.
Shit, anything's possible.
Oh.
Hmm. All right. Well, Benny, would you like to go next?
Sure.
Cool. Let's do it.
I don't know which one you have queued up. I'm guessing it isn't my number one.
It's, I mean, yeah, I'm going through the top of your list that you texted over to me. So,
well, yeah, so Best X.
Correct,
I believe,
yes.
Is,
yeah.
So this is a song called Best X. I believe the song I gave to you was Feed the Sharks.
That would be correct. That would be the song that you gave me.
All right.
I was going to say, I'm like,
throw it out.
Oh, okay. Did you didn't want to say anything else about it?
Well, okay, so this band, Best X, it's actually, I don't know if you guys ever heard of Candy Hearts. They were...
Sounds familiar.
They were, like a female fronted, like, pop, like, punk band.
Okay.
And they had, like, a little, like, stint on, like, the Warped Tour, and then, but they didn't really, like, blow up that much. And mm-hmm. then the lead singer kind of went in on her own. But kind of went in a different direction.
Nice.
It's more like a poppy direction, which I really, really loved. So you can go and play the song.
All right, let's give it a listen.
I think what makes me most mad is I should hate you, and I do. But mostly I just feel so broken down. And I want to know what it feels like to be so sure of yourself. I'm not like that. I'm not like that now. I'm gonna be the sharks, gonna be the sharks until they feel sick. Gonna let them talk, gonna let them talk until they're bored of it. Gonna be the sharks, gonna be the sharks.
I love it. So much.
I was gonna say, man, I'm like, at first I was like, I don't know if I'm feeling this, but all of a sudden, the second that chorus kicked in with that big just bass drum there, I was like, oh shit, okay. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I can definitely get behind this for sure. Dig it.
And so she has that song is from one of her EPs called Good at Feeling Bad, and she put out like a vinyl that was like one side was Good at Feeling Bad, and I feel like the one behind it was Ice Cream Antisocial, and then it's because they're both pretty short EPs, they put it onto one. And I fucking love that album. It's so good.
Hell yeah.
She actually just released a song. An album called With a Smile. It was released like last year. And I believe it was through, I think you can get it on like Deathwish Records. But don't quote me on that. But I should probably know that. But that album actually is really, really good too. So I definitely would recommend that. And definitely go check out her older stuff too. Because I like Feed the Sharks is my favorite song, and it is the top song on like, Apple Music. I'm not sure where it stands on Spotify, but it definitely is like a popular song amongst her fans.
Right on. Yeah, I dig it. It sounds like a really cool song. What do you think about that song?
The beginning of the song made me think of Sylvan Esso, and I was like, oh, I should have picked Sylvan Esso. and then it got into, then it came out of the woods, and I
hell yeah.
But it was good.
It was for sure.
I liked it.
So, gentlemen, my five picks that I have here for my list are going to be spanning different genres. So I have an artist from every single genre that I could at least think of, like, just off the top of my head of, like, good female artists. So my first category I picked is R&B, which I feel doesn't get a whole lot of love and representation in terms of female artists because a lot of them tend to either gravitate towards rock or pop music. And I feel like R&B kind of gets a little bit more swept under the rug. So I figured why not highlight an R&B artist that I think is... wouldn't say like super well known, but at the same time too also has an amazing catalog of music and deserves a lot more attention than she gets. The artist in question I'm going to play for you is an artist by the name of Jaheen Aiko. She was a kind of a discovery from Childish Gambino, a.k.a. Donald Glover. Yeah, and so she's released a ton of music over the past few years and released an album back in 2013 called Sail Out, which has some amazing cover art if you're into Pirates of the Caribbean / Chicks in Bikinis. Highly recommend doing some Google searching for yourself on that one. But anyways, I want to give you a little taste of one of her music called Bedpiece. And let's give it a little listen right about now. What I am trying to say, what I'm trying to say is the love is ours to make. So we should make it. We should make it.
Pretty close, hot fudge and a little smoke. I didn't mean it means nothing to you. Hands locked.
I was gonna play a little bit of the Childish Gambino hook there, bro. But like, we're going way over time already. So, but I want to give you an idea of just kind of the vocal stylings of her, and all of these songs that are off of this album, Sail Out, are very, very slow and sensual and sexy, and just really awesome stuff. So if you're looking for something to kind of like vibe out on a Sunday afternoon, this is a great album to put on. Once again, it's Jaheen Aiko, the album Sail Out. That song that we listened to was called Bedpiece. What'd you guys think of it?
Cool. I loved it.
Isn't it kind of cool?
It was definitely very sexy. Maybe if you want some sexy time, you can throw it on. You know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Get some sexual healing.
some of that good loving.
Yeah, exactly.
The kids might even call it the boom boom. I don't know. Is that what the kids call it?
Is that a thing?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Brown chicken, bow wow.
Brown chicken, brown cow even.
Brown chicken.
Brown cow. That's right. Anyways, but yeah. Dan, let's move on to your second pick for the playlist. What do you got?
All right. So everyone knows Joan Jett, or you should know Joan Jett, and you should know The Runaways, but a lot of people don't know The Runaways. So I chose The Runaways, which was Lita Ford, Sandy West, Jackie Fox, Joan Jett, and Cherry Curry. It was an all-female punk rock band that started when they were like well under 18 and rocking and rolling. And like they got famous for songs like Hollywood, Queens of Noise. They covered Velvet Underground's Rock and Roll. And then the song I chose as their biggest hits, Cherry Bomb. Yeah, The Runaways are badass.
Hell yeah.
Although the career of many great artists.
Although I do have to admit although I do have to admit that this song has been spoiled a little bit by me from the movie Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1. Because every time that I watch that movie, it's the song that always pops in my head. I'm like, God, I'm like, it's so perfectly scored in that moment for that particular song. It's like, ah, I can't hear it anymore without like hearing I Am Groot. But still,
it's I love it though.
It's a really fun song for sure.
Sweet.
Benny.
So yeah, my next one. So mine, at least my first like three kind of fall into like the same sort of category.
I'm into that.
This artist or band, called House Parties. I found them through TikTok.
Really.
And the song that that's called it's called Tiny Rooms. It's the song that they definitely pushed a lot on that platform. So much so that I went out and listened to the whole like EP, and it was really 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 good. They're a really young band, like super super young. So hopefully you can see them like gaining some success, but. I really love the song. I hope you guys do too. Again, it's called Tiny Rooms by House Parties.
Tired of picking fights with no ending. Just to say that I was the wrong one. Rage, first brighter than these fireworks. We're deeper than an unmarked face. Hey, Benny.
Uh-oh.
Your pop punk is showing, my friend.
I was wanting to sort of like a little breakdown at the end there.
Yeah.
No, it's great. It's just super catchy to me. I love it. And I don't know if they have like a full. I'll look it up. As you guys are talking, if you guys want to discuss it, if you like it or not. But they might have an album. Let me see.
Maybe they do. It's entirely possible. Because I was only finding the single when I was searching it through Spotify, but they may have an album. Hold on.
Okay, so
they have an EP.
No.
Yeah, they have an EP called Side Effects, and that's about it as of right now.
EPs, yeah, and singles. But yeah, I think their newest single, it was released this year. It's called the Side Effects EP. Four songs. I haven't actually listened to this. So I'll probably get on that.
Yeah, you should.
Very, very soon. But this is the song that I just showed you guys was my favorite song.
Right on. Dan, what did you think of it?
I liked it. It was about what you expect, though, but it was good. I'd like to hear more of it, so I'm going to listen to it later, but it was good.
Yeah, for sure. All right, gentlemen, I got a pick for you on this one. I think that you may have never heard of this artist before, but I think after you hear this song, I think you might want to go dig a bit deeper into her catalog because there's some really, really fun stuff there. Anyways, so the artist that I picked is, originally I was going through, the next category I have a pick is pop music. And I was like, man, there's so many pop artists out there that almost everyone's heard of before. So I was like, I was racking my brain. I'm like, do I go with a safe pick? Like, I don't know, like an Olivia Rodrigo or, an Ariana Grande, something like that. And I was like, no, I'm like, everyone's heard of those artists before. I'm like, let's try and go a little bit deeper. So I spent about a half hour just like researching different female pop artists that really haven't gotten a lot of play in the industry. And I found one that I think you'll really like. And she's only become popular as of recently because one of her songs landed on a movie soundtrack. But then the rest of her catalog is still also very, very good as well. The artist I'm talking about is a woman by the name of Charlotte Lawrence. And she had a song on the, I wouldn't call it a great movie, although you may disagree, the Birds of Prey movie, which is the Harley Quinn spinoff film. Yeah, the DC Cinematic Universe is not really doing anyone any favors with the exception of Peacemaker, which was phenomenal.
I was just about to say, after watching Peacemaker, we watched everything and I liked it a little more.
Right?
Good.
Peacemaker was so fantastic. Also, yeah. Just as a quick little aside, can we talk about how amazing those five new songs from Olivia Rodrigo are, too, by the way, off of that Guts Spilled?
Oh, they're really good.
Holy... I'm kind of mad that I don't have it on, like, my copy.
Right? Holy shit. Like, Obsessed is so goddamn good. It's like, it's the pop punk song that I've always wanted from her. And ended off with So American, like a fucking love song from her new relationship that she's in right now. I'm just like, you know what? Good on you, Olivia. I'm happy for you. I really hope that relationship works out and that dude doesn't break your heart because I'll fucking break
your
heart.
And they were actually just in like in Detroit over the weekend.
She was. Yeah. She was.
And
yeah.
I'm like, fuck. I wish you wouldn't have got tickets to that. We would have been oldest guys there.
Right.
But I wouldn't give any shits because it would have been so sick.
No, dude,
we're taking away from Charlotte here.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Anyways, yeah, I had to go on a tangent there because I've been listening to those five songs like on repeat for like the past 2 days and they're so fucking good. Mm-hmm. Anyways, song I want to play for you once again is off of the Birds of Prey soundtrack. Once again, not a great movie, decent soundtrack. This song is absolutely killer. The song is called Jokes on You. And let's give it a quick little listen, shall we?
The joke's on you. Joke's on you.
Yeah, so that is that's Charlotte Lawrence. She's got some amazing songs, so if you haven't checked her out, one of her songs I really like a lot is Why Don't You Love Me. I Don't Want to Dance is also very, very good. There was another song too, and I can't remember right now for the life of me. I'll have to look it up because I started digging into her deep into her catalog after I listened to that song. I was like, holy shit, what else has this girl got? And also I found out that she's the daughter of Bill Lawrence. And I don't know if you guys know who Bill Lawrence is.
Maybe.
He is the creator and director for Scrubs.
And I would not have known that.
Yeah, yeah. So, and also Bill Lawrence's wife is Krista Miller, who is also on Cougar Town and also played Dr. Cox's wife on Scrubs as well. So, yeah. Hmm. Yeah, nice. They made a cute, cute looking girl. And she's an amazing, amazing, amazingly talented artist. So I highly recommend you guys checking her out. Once again, it's Charlotte Lawrence.
Cool.
Go check her out.
No, I was actually really sick. I liked it.
Mm-hmm. It's very, very dark. I dig it. Anyways, Daniel, what's your number three pick for the playlist?
All right, so I threw it back to the 30s and whatnot.
Yeah, you did.
So I chose Nina Simone because I think she's just revolutionary and amazing and one of the best jazz soul blues singers that is not talked about enough, in my opinion. She suffered bipolar disorder. She died of breast cancer. She was part of the civil rights era, like a huge part of it. Mm. And just her songs that she's written and songs she's covered are still just some of my favorites. And I don't know. I don't have enough great words to talk about this amazing artist, but I chose Feeling Good to listen to for us to play.
All right, let's give it a listen.
Cool. Mission to see, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good.
Fucking chills.
I'm glad you left that.
Yeah, right.
Fucking chill.
Disappointed if you blocked or dropped it before that.
Yeah, that's the original too, if I remember correctly. Yeah, like that. Okay, that's what I thought. I was like, because every time I think of that song, I think of the Michael Bublé cover version, which is still very, very good. But man, there doesn't even compare to the soul that you get out of Nina Simone on that song.
Do you know if she originally wrote "I Put a Spell on You"? Cover.
No, that's what I was asking you. I thought you said it was.
No, Feeling Good is different. Like the song "I Put a Spell on."
Oh, I Put a Spell on You. Oh,
I don't know if she originally wrote it. I love her version more than anything.
Hold on. Well, this
I
is.
Think we have... she did, but I didn't want to say it in case I was wrong.
We have the internet for these things. Let's see here. "I Put a Spell on You" is a 1956 song. No, it is not. It is a 1956 song written and recorded by Screamin' Jay Hawkins.
Ah, ooh. I should know that because I have Screaming Jay Hawkins' album. So, yep.
So there you go. It is.
I just didn't know who came first, and I think Nina does it better.
I agree. I completely.
Hers is more haunting and beautiful.
Mm. Completely agreed. Absolute talent. Rest in peace, Nina. Benny, your number three pick. What you got for us?
So, this is another TikTok darling that I found on the app that we all met on, which I mean, just as a pivot, like, is TikTok gonna be gone in America? Because I feel like it's
everyone keeps on saying that it might be, but I don't really believe it because the federal government has like threatened banning TikTok for forever. Because they keep on saying, it's the Chinese spying us and stealing your data. It's like, no, dude, all websites steal your data.
I was gonna say, yeah, like your cynical data.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
it's okay if they steal our data. They don't want other people to steal.
Correct.
Our data.
Yes.
Yeah.
Zuck and Musk and all them can steal all of our data any day of the week, but those damn Chinese do it. That's another ball game. Anyways, but
anyway, sorry, other pivot.
That's fine.
So, Taylor, Acorn, I think I'm in love. And yeah, like it's funny. So I was looking for like new music to listen to, and I definitely like have come across her page on the app before,
mm-hmm.
And then I just listened to her album. And I'm like, who the fuck is it? It came on like randomly. I'm like, who the fuck is this? I think it was on emo radio, or it was like some type of like a Spotify like radio station that just fed me one of her songs, and I'm like, this is fucking sick. And I loved it, and I'm like listening to her whole album. I'm like, I want to fucking see her live. And I saw a tour, and I'm like, fuck it, let's go plant the shelter like pretty soon.
Yeah.
And it's fucking sold out, obviously.
No shit, really.
And resale tickets are going for like $200. So I'm so obviously she must be fairly popular if people are reselling her tickets for a bajillion dollars. I don't know if it passed already, but I was like secretly hoping they'd be like, oh, there's a lot of demand for the show. Let's move it up to St. Andrews Hall. But I don't know if that happened or not. But anyway, I'm getting off track. This song is called, I just lost the title of it.
I think I'm
in love. Yeah.
Cool. Let's go.
Came in with a warning. You straight knocked me off of my feet. But call me a liar.
Holy shit, Benny.
I think we went a little over 30, but I loved it. So when she starts singing, like, I want to fuck this up, I want to go like just circle pitting.
Yeah, why not, man? Fuck it.
Let's fucking go.
She'd probably give you a weird look like, oh, okay, we're doing this. Fine. That's a fucking anthem right there. I dig it. It's good stuff.
I really, really enjoy the whole album. And it's I'm actually kind of bummed that it's that I kind of found it a little too late. Because it would have been cool to see. Because I feel like she might be one of those that could be up and coming. And because she's playing at the shelter, she has a pretty big following like online. She could be destined for bigger things. Who knows? But I definitely love that song.
Hey, anything's possible.
It was a good TikTok find, Benny, but it was no Dasha's Austin. Have you watched those videos yet?
I can't say that I have.
The alternative country goth girl dancing.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Damn.
No, I am not.
Dan,
you can get offline if you want to show me a little bit of something. Something.
We'll check it out for sure.
All right,
gentlemen.
Women's History Month podcast. Fucking pigs.
Yeah, you assholes. All right, gentlemen. On to my number three pick, switching to another genre as well. Once again, we went through R&B and pop. We're moving on to indie rock now. This is an artist, I should say band, with a female artist at the forefront for the main vocals here, that we actually all saw live at one point in time. And really wasn't all that impressed with their live set. I don't know if they were just having a bad day or what have you. But this is a band that is from, I want to say they're from Sydney, Australia. That kind of rings a bell for me. This is a band that is starting to blow up big time. And they just released a brand new album this year called Faith Crisis, which is really, really, really good. So much so that as soon as I heard this song, I immediately went and bought the album and listened to it front to back, and it's absolutely incredible. The band in question is called The Middle Kids, and this is their lead single that's off of their brand new album, Faith Crisis. It's called Highlands. Let's give it a quick little listen. Love that little so good, and it's amazing album. Like I said, wasn't super impressed with their live show, maybe just because it wasn't what I was expecting.
When did we see them?
We saw them open up for Jimmy Eat World and for Manchester Orchestra for their double headline tour. Yep. Yeah, I remember not being super impressed, but man oh man, after I've listened to this album, I kind of want to go and see them live again and get a more proper impression of their work. But man,
I don't even remember that at all. I feel bad saying it, but I had no recollection at all.
Yeah, like I said, it wasn't a memorable set, but man, that song is a fucking banger. I really, really love that song a lot. So if you haven't listened to it, it's called Highlands. Once again, it's off their new album Faith Crisis by Middle Kids.
Cool.
Yeah, So, Daniel, your number four pick, I see you venturing into the pop genre. What do you got for us?
Yeah, okay. So, between 2006 and 2009, there was this famous pop artist named Hannah Montana, and I'm really glad that we finally found out that it was actually this young up-and-coming star, Miley Cyrus. I know. It was actually Miley Cyrus, and I had to put her on this because I'm a huge Miley Cyrus fan.
Yeah, you are.
And I fucking love her voice. I love her attitude, and as she's growing, she's just getting better and better. So, you know, if I want to represent badass women, and I really think she's badass, I wanted to go with Midnight City by Miley Cyrus.
Hell yeah. Right. Let's go.
Yeah.
Love it. Also, can I just say that I'm really, really happy that I know the song obviously borrows a lot of like inspiration from the Stevie Nicks song Age of 17.
Yeah.
But man, I'm glad that she recognized that and brought Stevie Nicks to actually add in some guest vocals into that song, because holy shit, that song is a fucking banger. That's like, there's not many Miley Cyrus albums that I actually really enjoy, but Plastic Hearts, holy shit, is that good.
Whole album's good.
It really is, honestly. And the fact that she has so much like star power on that album, like Billy Idol, Joan Jett, Dua Lipa, like it is just nonstop an onslaught of pop music. And like it pays homage to so much good 80s that you could have told me that album came out in like 1985 and be like, yeah, I totally believe that. That makes sense.
Word.
Yeah.
Wasn't that one of the albums on your best of
that year? Yeah.
Yeah. For Dan, it was. Year. Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, first. Hey, speaking of pop music, Benny, what do you got for your pick?
And speaking of picks for best album, I chose, again, like I kind of ventured into more well-known artists in my last two. This one is from Kesha. It's from her newest album, Gag Order, and it's called Hate Me Harder. I mean, if you know like her like story, I couldn't do it justice, but she went through a lot of fucking shit.
Yeah, she did.
And just like fairly recently, she's kind of been absolved of all that and kind of putting it in a rearview mirror and just being free again. So I definitely want to give props to her. And I really enjoy this whole album. It definitely was like a bit of like a pivot from what people would expect usually from her. But this song in particular, like really, it hit me harder. But it's called Hate Me Harder from Kesha. Let's give it a listen.
It's truth, babe. I'll never know that you existed. You sing that I'm over. You say I'm a husband. You say I look older. Nobody was asking. Luckily, the joke's on you. I got nothing left to prove. So if hating me helps you love yourself, do your worst, baby, give me hell. Hate me harder. Hate me harder. There's nothing left that I haven't heard.
Okay. That song is fucking powerful. Why is this not like a lead-off single for this album? Like very much like on the style of like Olivia Rodrigo did with Vampire off of her new album. Like this should have been like her also like ballad to like just kind of push out to the masses of like, you know, I'm back, I'm here, you know. I don't understand like why that wasn't a single and like the other one was what was it? Was it Eat the Acid was the single that she
which was funny to me because that's one of the songs that I was kind of like when I heard it, it took me a while to really get into like that song.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when I heard, like, I'm pretty sure, like, that's, this song wasn't a single, like, as you kind of point out.
Which it should have been, honestly. Like, that's, I feel like that's a lot more powerful than pretty much anything else on the album in terms of, like, raw emotion, like, a powerful story to tell. Like, it feels like a lot of the rest of the album, like, and I, once again, I haven't listened to as much as you probably have, Benny, but, like, I feel like I don't get those same type of chills and vibes off that I do off of that song in particular.
Which is why I was so excited to hear it, like, live. So when I saw her live, was it last year? I think, yeah. It was fucking phenomenal. And I definitely almost cried when she sang the song.
No shame in
because,
it. No shame.
And it's so wild because, like, I love her, like, music, and, like, she's such a gifted vocal, like artist, and people, like, haven't really kept, like, a tab on her, like, over the years. Like, they probably only, like, really know her for, like, the woke up in the morning film, like,
P. Diddy.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to feel like P. Diddy right now.
I know. I didn't want to say that because I was like, fuck.
Oh, no, it's topical.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's
Scumbags that going down finally.
That blew my fucking mind.
Bad Boys
too.
Not for life.
Hell no. Can't. They can be stopped, and they will be stopped.
Yes. But to bring it back though, like, it's a fucking great song, and I'm happy you guys like it because I fucking love it, and I'm so happy that it's on there. But I agree. I wish it would have been a single because from what I'm seeing here, like, Eat the Acid, Only Love Can Save Us Now.
Which also isn't a bad song. I do like that song, but it doesn't have anywhere near the power and raw emotion that that song did.
I would agree.
For sure. All right. Gentlemen, we move on to my number four pick. So we've gone through R&B, pop, and indie rock on my side of things. Now we're moving into electronic music, which I feel doesn't have a lot of female representation because mainly when you think of electronic music, you think of DJs, which don't really lend a lot of vocal talent. But this is an electronic pop band that I have been following for, oh, geez, at least the past 5 years or so. And
do you have a tattoo?
No, I don't have a tattoo of that.
No, the band Tattoo.
No, it's not Tattoo. No, it's not.
Damn.
No, it's not T-A-T-U. Although
all the things she said.
Although, do I love Tattoo, for sure.
Me too.
But anyways, I've been following this band this group for the past 5 years or so, and they put out some fantastic records, mainly... the album that I really, really like of theirs, although it's not going to be a song that I'm going to feature from it, but they released an album back in 2016 called Conscious, which is very, very, very good if you haven't checked it out. But the album I'm going to feature, or the song I'm going to feature from, is an album called Evergreen, which is the album previous to that. And this, the artist is from New Zealand. They're called Broods. And this is one of their bigger singles, which I can't get enough of. It's called Bridges. Let's give it a quick little listen. Saw them perform that song live as they opened up for Two Door Cinema Club, and holy fuck, just like the energy in that room was just palpable. And yeah, really, really highly, highly recommend. If you haven't heard Broods before, listen to that song and then just dive into their catalog. You'll find a lot of really good stuff from them.
I love Broods. And also, I just want to point out real quick that he brought up P. Diddy and you brought up Bridges. Wow, you guys are topical today.
I mean, listen. I hope that no one got hurt and everyone's okay. I did not put two and two together there, I promise.
Did he get arrested too?
No, he didn't. No, they didn't. They said that it was a mechanical malfunction and that there were plenty of other people on there that could have steered the boat out of the way. There just wasn't enough time to get there to make it happen. So, yeah.
I feel like it's been a long time since I've woke up and there was that many news stories. I'm like, holy shit.
Right?
Holy shit.
Quite
a
lot.
Things are happening. Oh, my God. I hope everyone's fine. Oh, P. Diddy. Oh, yeah. Not hoping he's fine.
Whole world's going to hell, everybody. But, yeah. Daniel, we move on now to your fifth and final pick for the playlist. What do you got for us?
So honestly, I think this is one of the best female vocalists in pop and soul and R&B history. In 1985 and in 1987, she put out two of probably the best R&B albums, in my opinion, especially of that era. I'm talking about Miss Whitney Houston.
Fuck yeah.
I think her voice is just, honestly, nothing can match it. It's incredible. Give it away.
I wish I would have picked the part where I was like, I want to feel the
heat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Show off the vocal ranges.
Sorry, picked the wrong part. My bad.
It's a great fucking song, though.
It is. It's a fucking classic, for sure. It's iconic.
So good.
Iconic,
dude,
for sure.
Like, that song, it just reminds me, because like, I mentioned this bar before, but it's a bar I used to always go to just like, dance and party. And when the song came on, the entire fucking like bar like went to the dance floor and just belted.
Oh, of course.
This song out. It was so fucking like memorable, and this song is so fucking good.
Yeah, I mean, like, how can you not go and dance like the second you hear that fucking song? Like, I don't care like how much of a like hardened alpha male dude you are. Like the second you hear that,
fuck that.
Yeah, like seriously, like if you hear that fucking song, you're going and fucking dancing. All right, even if it's like you're doing like the white boy standing in place, like shuffling feet back and forth sort of dance, you're still fucking dancing because that's fucking Whitney Houston.
Comes out of my car, I'm fucking turning that shit up and belting it, even though I can't sing worth damn. I fucking love it. No shits. It's so fucking good.
Like, I can't drive with How Will I Know. Like, if that song comes on, I'm like, oh, nope, I need to pull over because How Will I Know?
Right?
I just, like, crash into the
turnbuckle
or something.
Abso-fucking-lutely, man. Did you guys see the biopic movie of hers by chance?
No, I haven't yet.
I've been meaning to as well, and I've heard nothing but really, really good things. It's fucking sad as shit because, obviously, you know, spoiler alert, Whitney Houston's dead.
What?
What? But yeah, supposedly like there's some real like fucking tear jerking performances for sure. So I really want to check that out at some point in time. I had to put it on my list. Hey, speaking of lists, work to your final one. Nice segue. Haha, look at that. Benny, your final pick for the playlist.
Yes. So my final one, I guess she is, you consider her like fairly popular, I guess. If you are a fan of the song Call Me Maybe, you probably would enjoy
the worst
her
song.
What was that?
You choose the worst song.
I didn't choose that song. Well, I said that if you know that song.
He didn't pick that song.
If you know that song, don't even say that's the worst song. First of all, that song is amazing, and no, I will turn that shit up every time. I mean, I like how this is following the great Whitney Houston, so any song in comparison is going to be lower. But we're all about equality here.
Hell
Daniel.
Yeah, we are.
So don't be throwing that shade my way.
Yeah, Dan.
And what I'm going to throw at you instead is I really, really like you.
Aww.
Tell you something.
Hey Benny, I really, really, really like you.
Damn Skippy, you do. So this album, like, so my friend John introduced me to this album because, like, honestly, I was totally like, I guess, like out of the loop. On what Carly Gray was doing besides that song that I dare spoke up earlier. And I listened to Emotion and I fucking like love, like I don't think there is, like, in, at least my opinion, like, a skip on that album for me. Like, I can listen to that album on rotation and I fucking love it. I have debated. I think I told you guys before, like, doing like an album review on that album, because I think it's so good. I think you guys would enjoy it. But again, like, I really love the song, and I'm hoping everyone who listens, if you haven't heard it yet, that you enjoyed it as well. And if you liked it, go check out her full album, Emotion. I believe she did just release a new album, album.
She did, yeah. It was not last year, but it was the year before. It was like, I think it's like The Loneliest Time or The Loveliest Time or something.
Maybe that was right now. So what's unfortunate, and Shakuna might be like, oh, fuck that. It came out on the same day as Taylor Swift's album. So the Loneliest Time.
That's it. Yep. Yeah. Loveliest Time, Loneliest.
I'm pretty sure it came out on the same day. I mean, again, that's just unfortunate. I don't know who was in charge of, like, release dates. But yeah, if it comes out on the same day as Taylor Swift's, like it's going to be in its shadow, unfortunately.
Yeah. They had to move Record Store Day this month so they could make sure it wasn't on the same day as Taylor Swift's drop.
That's so dumb. It's so dumb.
You said that with so much confidence. That,
well, it's coming out the day before Record Store Day, so that's the
joke.
If
you would have just, like, held strong with that idea, and I would have believed you.
We can't compete.
Never bend the knee to Swifties. Never, ever. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, and gentlemen on the podcast, we have moved on to our final song of the playlist, which is my fifth and final pick. We've gone through a whole bunch of different genres on my side of things. It's now time to go in some good old-fashioned rock and roll. This is more modern rock here for you, from a band that actually I didn't know anything about until I heard them do a cover version of Rod Stewart's Young Turks, which I fucking love that song. Pretty much anything Rod Stewart's amazing anyhow. But they did a cover of it, and it's fucking rocking and really, really good. They had a bigger hit that was part of a trailer for a very, very popular video game that we all, the three of us, enjoy, which would be BioShock Infinite. The band is called Nico Vega, and this is the song that they used for that trailer, and it's called Beast. Give it a quick listen. Fucking powerful that song is. Just,
it's kind of ruined for me, though.
Why is that?
I've heard it on many truck commercials.
Have you really? Oh, that's a bummer.
Ford F-150. Come on, people!
That is a fucking bummer. Because, yeah, the first time I heard that song was on the BioShock Infinite soundtrack, and I was like,
I remember that.
Oh, it's so good. Like, just kicks you right in the fucking teeth. It is. And that woman, I forget what her name is. I think it's just Nico Vega. But yeah, she's got like that fucking just voice, it's just like gravelly, but also like super powerful. And her cover of their, or I should say their cover, because it's a full band. Their cover of Young Turks is like really, really good. Actually, I kind of want to play a little bit for you guys if you haven't heard it yet, because it's so good. Hold on, Young Turks. There it is. Hang on. I just want to play like a quick little snippet of it for you, because I think you guys might enjoy it. Hang on. There we go.
Do it.
Go.
Do it.
So good.
Was this on Vice City too?
It was not.
But because
the original might have been, but yeah, this one definitely was not, because the song came out in 2011. Vice City was long since out since then.
No, but can you check that? So like the original,
it might have been. I mean, you have.
I can imagine the original being on Vice City.
Could have been. Let's see here. Young Turks, Vice City. It was on the San Andreas soundtrack, apparently.
Okay.
Grand Theft. Yep, San Andreas. Yep, it was in San Andreas.
Okay, shit. Which is also great.
Still great. Yeah, great. Still also a fucking great game for sure.
You said Infinite. So, I think I told you guys we were talking about BioShock and how it's on. You can get it on the Switch now.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I bought it for like because it was on sale.
Yeah.
On the Switch and my PS4, which is, I don't know why, it was so cheap. I was like, well, fuck it. Like, if I want to play on either system, I can.
I have that game on multiple platforms. I have that on PS3, PC, now my Switch, and I think I also have it on PS4 as like the remastered version or whatever. So yeah.
So it isn't just me. So
no, not all.
I was playing it, and I was going hard into it. Not Infinite, but BioShock, just the classic, the first one.
Yeah.
And I think I was reading up online about it, and I kind of got stuck in this spot where I couldn't find a way out. And I read about it online, and it's like a glitch apparently that if you don't do a certain task in a certain like order, mm-hmm. you get kind of like blocked out of like moving forward like in the game. So I'm like,
what? Fuck. That
so,
sucks.
Again, it was like on Reddit. I don't know how accurate it is, but I mean. They know. I mean, some people know more than I do about things on there, so I trust them. Like, I got so I honestly spent like 2 hours trying to get out of this one area, and I think it's because I didn't like. I think it was like when you it's one of the first parts of the game where you get to like kill the splicer and you have to like take a photo.
Oh.
Of the dead bodies.
Yeah.
And I don't think I took a photo of the initial one. And then I went into an area and I jumped down and I kind of got like blocked off. So either I have to restart the game from the beginning.
Oh, bummer.
Which whatever. I've already beat it, but I might just go to Infinite. But what also sucks is like when I started the game, like it kept on like, glitching out.
No.
And I was like, fuck. I'm like, what is on fucking sale? So, I mean, I also have it on. I might just move to my playing it on my PS4.
You should, yeah. I mean, honestly,
I might just play. So go ahead.
Oh no, I was saying, if you have even like a moderately decent Mac and or PC, you can play it on there and infinitely better. No pun intended. Because I mean, just the graphics capabilities that you can get off of like a modern day PC or even like a modern day Mac. Like just pales in comparison to what you can do on consoles these days. Like you can crank up everything to 11 and it just looks fucking gorgeous even to this day. Cause I think that game came out like what, like 2007, 2008, something like that. I forget when Infinite came out, but whenever it came out, like I mean, it was PS3 genres or generation. So yeah, I mean at least every bit of that, but anyways, getting off the point, just play it on PC. It's way better on PC, but gentlemen, that's our full playlist for International Women's Month. So
it is. Yeah. Respect women, ladies and gentlemen. As of 2021, there was 167 million females in America and 164. So they're going to destroy us. They're going to outnumber us. Stop treating them like shit. Pay them equally. Give them equal rights. Stop being assholes.
Yeah. Be nice to our overlords because one day they may give you some free food at some point.
Maybe. But you've been assholes.
But yeah, so stop being assholes. There you go. And with that, hey, Dan, where can I find you on the internet for all of your super hot takes?
You can find me at ectocoolerghost. I've been using Instagram a lot lately.
Yeah, you have.
Like, so that's if you really want to talk to me, just find me on there. But I'm everywhere else, ectocoolerghost.
Perfect. Hey, Benny, where can I find you?
I'm Benny and the Wax. I'm kind of like the same way. I haven't really been on social media that much at all, though. Really, like I'm barely on TikTok. I mostly just like browse on Instagram, Twitter. Most of my takes on Twitter or on X, whatever.
No, it's Twitter.
Like,
never ever say X.
Just,
X.
Like,
it's Twitter.
Wrestling takes. I just like so. If you want to like hear my wrestling takes, which we're in a really exciting season. WrestleMania. But I don't want to get into wrestling because I don't want it to turn into a wrestling podcast. Dan.
Wait, what's going on your Twitter? It doesn't matter what's going on your Twitter. Sorry.
Which is hilarious because he actually is back doing a bunch of crazy shit. But most people that are probably listening to this don't give a shit about The Rock.
They don't.
Or about his movies or about my takes on wrestling. But if you are one who would like my terrible takes on wrestling and want to talk wrestling, you can find me on Benny and the Wax. I'm at on Twitter. And another thing too, Daniel is a really great artist. So if you see his art on Instagram, please shout him out because he made this really, really sick. I don't really even call it. It's like metal art. I don't even what you call it, Dan, but it was phenomenal.
Block printing, like, where you carve it out of a block and then you
it
print.
It was mind fucking blowing. I'm like, how the fuck? How long did it take you to do this?
All day.
So give him props because that man is insanely talented and he deserves all the wins. And now he's walking away from me.
Yeah, because he's like, I don't want to show you my shit anymore.
I don't want to see this shit.
Oh, damn. That's really nice, too. Hey, Danny, you should turn that into a t-shirt and sell it on our website. So that way we can make a little money off this podcast.
You should do that.
You should totally do that. Anyways, you can find me at The Big Shakuna pretty much anywhere else online. Very much like Benny, I am being very socially media illiterate absent, something like that. I haven't been on the socials in quite some time. But if you want to follow me and see what I'm searching for and or some of my random things that fall out of my brain, it's at The Big Shakuna pretty much anywhere on Twitter, TikTok, or Instagram. And by the way, speaking of websites, you can go to our website, which is www.bsideourselves.com, where all of our playlists are, all of our social media links, and our merch, where you can go buy a t-shirt. Maybe Dan will, with all this new art that he's doing, he'll design us a new shirt that we can add on there as well. Oh, he's got the Apple Pencil out, ready to go to stab me in the aorta. So there you go. So if you want to stave off my death, please, please, please go buy a t-shirt at our website. Once again, www.bsideourselves.com. And with that being said,
it's time to flip the record over.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I
look at the stars.
Wow.
Look how they shine for you and everything you do.
The stars at night are big and bright.
They were all yellow.
Perfect.